Shishi of Vayera, we have the death of Avram Avinu. The truth is, earlier in the Sedra, when we had the Shlichus of the Eved, we're already told Avram Zaken Baba Yamin Vashem Birachas Avram Bakol, and all the different deos there in Chazal, whether Bakol is Ben, Begematria, or Bas, or a daughter named Bakol, or the fact that he didn't have a daughter, so he didn't have to worry about, you know, her intermarriage with Canaan, whatever exactly it is. And here we have a similar pasuk, right? Avram Zaken Bayamim Vashem Birachas Avram Bakol, but this one there's an sort of an extra nuance. Vayamas Avraham B'seva Tova Zaken V'Saveya Vayasef Elamav. So Zaken V'Saveya and Seva Tova are very, let's say leading expressions. Rashi, right, highlights the idea earlier, you know, V'atata Vo Avosecha B'Shalom Tikaver B'Seva Tova. You know, back in Parsha Slachacha, to be referenced the tshuva of Terach mitzad echad and Yishmael, you know, mitzad sheni. Here, the Ramban emphasizes the term sviya, v'achalta v'savata uvirachta zaken v'saveya. And the Ramban's motif is that, you know, typically in life, ein adam yotzei min olam v'chatzi tavosav biyado oiv kesef l'yisba kesef. But for the tzaddike, you know, chaside elyon, this is a different story. There's a sense of svia. They don't want anything which is unnecessary. No sense of redifas hamamon, redifas hamachalos, no excess. Zaken v'saveya, a sense of having all that is needed and all that they would want. So just to put this Ramban in context, I think it does require a little bit of context to appreciate. This seems to be, in my judgment, sort of the perfect capstone to the life of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu started out life as a ra'ev. Lo rav lo lechem, lo tzama lamayim, kim lishmoa, medivrei elokim. And, you know, he strove, and he worked 37 years, so she does Avraham Amilch, so v'razara perek aleph, right, kevan shenigmal etanzo, ben arbaim shana hikir, Avraham Avinu is baro, V'lo hayalam lamed, v'lo modia davar, mushka berakasdim, ben ovde kochavim, v'hu oved imohem, and he sought, and he searched, he was dorish, v'choker, achikir Avram avinu esbaro. And then he didn't stop, v'yosef Avram continued on, asar nisyonus nisnasa Avram avinu v'amad b'chulan. It's a life of striving, a life of being ra'ev l'dvar Hashem. And at the end of Avram's life, there's a sense of completion. The mission is complete. Avram zaken baba yamim. And then, vayamus Avraham b'siva tova zaken v'saveya. And here, I think the Ramban's point is well taken. The sense of understanding and appreciating the role that materials have in this world, even though it really was Vashem Berachas Avram Bakol, Vavram Kaved Mod, he massed great wealth, and he was able to pay, you know, Arba Meos Shekel Kesef over Elas Socher, he didn't lack for anything in that regard. The reality is that I think Avram's sense of Sviya goes beyond simply the material realm. To be sure that Avram understood the proper place of materials as a means to an end, but I think the Sviya here, b'seva tova zaken v'saveya, is that all that Avram had searched for, all that he was seeking, right, in a world where lo hayelo melamed v'lo modia davar, in terms of spiritual succor and sustenance, in terms of in terms of Avraham Ohavi, in terms of that constant sense of being Mivakesh Ispanav, all of that came to its culmination with the death of Avraham. As long as there was breath, you know, Kolod Asher Nishmas Ruach Chayim Be'apav, he was Dorish, V'choker, V'rodef, he chased after it. When Avraham died, he died in a state of Sevilla. It's seen all there was to be seen in terms of Drishas Hashem, in terms of being Mevakesh Ispanav. Avram had achieved all that he had set out to achieve in that way, and that created the circumstances of his death as one of Sviya. Lo rav lo lechem, v'lo tzama lamayim kim lishmoa divrei elokim. Avram Avinu was the greatest Mevakesh Hashem that ever was. Avram Avinu sacrificed everything. He was Moser his own nefesh. He was willing to be Moser as Beno, as Yechido, Asher Avo, as Yitzchak. In the end, with the greatest seeker of all time, the person who was the hungriest, Lishmo Adivrei Elokim, left this world in a state of Sevilla. He left the world having completed and fulfilled his mission, not just in personal sense, actually Hikir Avram Avinu is Baro, but as we have earlier in the Sedra, Lokea Shamayim, Lokea Aretz, Hikri, Shmoshel Kadosh Baruch Hu, Befikol Birya, in terms of being Av, L'chol Bayolam, the Rambam's expression, Shenichlas and Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, Lashon of Chazal, Avram Tchilo L'Gerim, charting a path for all those who in future generations would continue to seek and to search out a sense of truth. Chehikar Avram Avinu Asboro became a paradigm, and he was able to leave this world, the greatest Ra'ev, Lishma Devre Elokim, in his state of Sevilla. Vayamos Avraham B'seva Tova, Zaken V'Saveya. He was satisfied, not only in the material sense, but in the spiritual sense as well.